Hey, everybody. We have a wonderful treat for you today. I am here. Welcome to the Pulling on Heaven podcast here with Pastor Gary Zamora. And we are here to tell you the exact day and hour of the return of Jesus Christ. Hot breaking news off the presses. Are you ready, Prophet?
Yeah, hi. I'm ready. I am ready.
Yeah. How are you? Now that I've set you up for that, this is a big time. I know you've been waiting for a long time. You know, it's been on your heart. The end time stuff is really important to you, I know.
Well, yeah. The end of this podcast being concluded in such a clear, concise, and encouraging way is important to me, yes. But the beginning is just as important.
I am being completely facetious. We do not have a date. I'm sorry. And in fact, we're actually here to dispel the whole notion. Not that Christ is not returning, but really what role that is meant to play in us. And we were having a discussion. You mentioned something at church the other day, and it was really profound. And you were talking about, you know, so much of church history, so much of today, so much of a lot of people's lives revolved around this idea, which is an important one, that, you know, when Jesus died and he rose from the dead and then he ascended into heaven, you know, he said, I'm coming soon. The angels said, you know, he's going to come the same way he left. And, you know, but it's been a subject of great commercial wealth for a lot of book publishers. It's been a subject of
controversy
a lot of ministries. And you have a refreshingly different take, I think, on the return of Christ. And you said something, and I'll lay it forth and then let you expand on it. And you said, you know what? People talk about, some people are pre-trib, some people are post-trib, some people are preterists, some people are post-full preterists, pre-preterists. Some of these terms, I don't even know what they mean. and you said, but you know what I am? I'm an Emmanuelist.
Yeah, I am.
I'm what does that mean?
Emmanuelist means what it means. The word is prophesying in Isaiah 7:14, and the Lord is speaking, the angel of the Lord is speaking, saying that its son is going to be born, referring to Christ, and said his name will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So I am an Emmanuelist. Jesus said, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And, you know, I also see where Jesus said, I am the first, the last, the beginning, the end. So what is that time? No man knows the day nor the hour. All these scriptures, there's so much controversy. There's a number of things. Discouragement. Some people have died waiting for the coming of Christ as they read it, believe it, see it. Some people waiting for the coming of Christ never really walked in the fullness of what God called them to. And I refer to and think about when Jesus ascends and the angels are standing there, and some of them are just, the disciples are just staring up, and the angels said, why are you standing here staring up? Go declare Christ. So that's my position. God is with me in his fullness, in his power, and however he manifests and reveals himself today, tomorrow, a week from now, a year from now, years from now, to God be the glory. The most important thing is to walk in the nature of his love, his spirit, being born of Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, having the power of eternal life, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and being filled and empowered with the Holy Spirit to do the will of God. The clock isn't the issue. It's not the commander in chief. It doesn't determine anything. Yeah. And one of the things I've seen people discouraged because they say, as the word said, they'll say the Lord delays his coming. He's not coming. When is he coming? Well, he hasn't come. Well, maybe I believed it wrong. Other people, no, you know, because we're post-trib or pre-trib or preterists, full preterists, partial preterists, and all those things, which have their own meaning. Basically, this is what I believe. So what I know is we're not to create contention between the brothers and sisters in Christ. And I've seen a lot of that happen, trying to determine, figure out, well, this is what I see, this is what the word says. And there are so many ideas swirling around the idea of Jesus is going to come, and when he does, he's going to make everything much better than it is. And this is my heartbeat. I know that Christ is in us and Christ is with us. So I say, Jesus came to me yesterday. He came to me today. And Today will be tomorrow, and he's coming to me then too. And however and whatever glorious way God appears in the clouds of heaven and the angels and the trumpet, right here, right now, I am seeking, loving, enjoying the relationship of Jesus Christ in his fullness in me. And how can we even identify? The word says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared, but he's revealing those things through us. And it's a every day from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So rather than jumping into the ring of confrontation and bickering and bittering and fighting and championship, and I won, and I've watched brothers in Christ both love the Lord debate and come into contention and bring that dividing, that division of love and kindness and meekness and caring about one another and coming into the unity of faith. I've watched it turn into a boxing match, yeah. You know, a fighting, contending, you know, you're preaching a false gospel and I'm going, hang on. No matter which one of you is right, if either one of you or any of you are right in this debate, the disunity, the chaos, the contradiction of love is what I'm seeing. So at this point, the only thing that matters is we come back into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and the fullness of Christ. And I've said it like this, Christ is going to appear when he appears in us. When we are the appearance, and that's what the word says, Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Not even Christ coming. Even though it says he's going to come, it's not Christ coming is the hope of our glory.
His appearance.
Christ in us.
In us. His appearance right here. And that's the coming I look for. The coming of Christ being manifest in me. And Christ splitting the clouds, the heavens open, the trumpet sounds, the earth yielding. Whatever God does, I want to be in the position that matters. And that's loving, walking in unity, encouraging people in the faith, walking in the fullness of who Christ in me is, and not starting a debate based on my theology as to what, when, how, it has, it's already happened, it's not going to, you know, Christ in me, that's who is my hope of glory. Mm-hmm. And guess what? He came today. He came to me in a breath. He came to me in awakening hour. I opened my eyes. I worshiped God. I praised him. I read the word. I saw him. He is present with me. And he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He said, I'm coming back quickly. He came back in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's what matters to me, to know that God is ever present. And he's not going to be any more God down the road. He's not going to be any more God when he unites heaven and earth than he is right here today. Jesus isn't going to be any more Lord of our lives, my life, at any time in the future, than he is right here and right now. And that's really what's important. And to maintain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. And I just don't see how we're going to do that when we're debating over one thing and another this time, and this means that, and that means something else. What God wants us to know, he reveals to us through his Spirit. And one thing I know, he wants us to love and to stay in unity. So God is with me. So I am an Emmanuelist. God is with me right here, right now.
I love that. Well, and it seems also beyond the contention and the division that it creates, that, you know, being divided, can't, a house divided can't stand. So again, regardless of what the actual truth of it is, the focus on that creates that. But I think what it also does is something similar to the way you talk about, even last Sunday, although I don't know this is when we're airing this as far as last Sunday, but you talked about the problem with seeing our relationship with God as a process. Yeah. Because it's the same idea. When your focus is on that, of the how, the when, the everything of his return, it in some ways it feels like it minimizes the power, the presence, and the now of his activity in your life. Like you say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. It makes me think of the scripture. He has given us already, he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And it seems like so much of the time, I know when I was growing up and I used to be involved in a church, and it was like, you know, it was the idea of, it was almost like we were all sitting at the rapture bus stop, you know? And it's like, when you do that, then you're no longer engaged in the fullness of everything that we're meant to be engaged in now, both in terms of our effect into the world, but I think even more importantly, is like there's still something that God needs to do. There's something else Jesus needs to do before I can be the fullness of who he's made me to be in him.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to remember that, and I've said this before, Christ isn't a process. Salvation is not a process. It's a gift from God, and it doesn't come in pieces and parts, you know, with ship labels on it saying, you know, sent, you know, December the 1st, or, you know, it's a gift that says, here you are in full. You are born of the Spirit. If you receive Christ as Lord and Savior, confess with your heart and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he came, he laid down his life, and God raised him from the dead on the third day by the glory of the Father. And he sent us the Spirit of God to dwell in us. And he's given us, as you said, all things that pertain to life and godliness. We're walking in the fullness of who he is, regardless of the events that occur and transpire between now and tomorrow or years from now. And the other thing is I remember growing up and living in this knowledge of, I've got to make sure I'm right, because if the trumpet blows, then I might miss the rapture. I remember one time we weren't too far from a train track when I was a young boy, and the whistle blow and you wake up going, man, did I miss it? You know, God never intended for us to live in fear. As a matter of fact, he told us not to live in fear and to live in the confidence that he's with us. And I came to a point where I didn't want to be serving Christ so I didn't miss the rapture or miss the coming of the Lord or so I was sleeping through and woke up in the tribulation. The whole idea, the whole thought of that I don't have who he is right now. So then the question is, how much of him do I have? You know, what is the peace? What is the portion of God? The idea for me isn't when he unites heaven and earth. The idea for me is what is today.
Yeah.
And the word says, don't take any thought for the morrow. Hmm. And when the word's telling us to be prepared, it's not saying to stand there with your mouth dropped open, staring at the sky. The angel said, go and do. Don't stand here and stare. Go and do what God has called you to do. And when you're active in the fullness of God, number one, you're not going to miss anything, because Christ is here with us in his fullness. And we go from glory to glory. We walk in a revelation day after day of the goodness of the Lord. But each day in itself is filled with the fullness of Christ. I mean, what did God do? Leave himself out? Well, I'm only going to be a little bit in today. I might be more tomorrow. Or it's us. You know, we're in this process. And again, I understand what process means, and I understand how people mean it. You know, through life, your challenges, it's a process.
Well, and you grow from these experiences.
Yeah, and you go, and you listen, we do. We grow in knowledge, but it's what is already in us. What's happening is we're becoming aware of who Christ already is in us. He's not coming and say, well, here I am, here's some more of me, and here's a little more of me. It's looking through that little peephole in your door, if you have one. You look through that little tiny hole, but there's such a vast world beyond that little, the circumference of that little glass that you look through. And Christ is the same. When you look at the nature of who he is God Almighty, ever-present, the everlasting one, the first, the last, the beginning, the end. I feel like I have all time in Christ right here, right now. Before he came in the garden, when Abraham offered up Isaac, when Jesus came, when he ascended, he said, I am all time and I'm always with you. So I feel I have the fullness of Christ with me. And to me, that's peace. And to me, that's not contradiction of terms or contradiction of one theology versing another, or I'm trying to figure this out. It's now I feel like we're entering into the imagery or the image of the reasoning, the goddess of reasoning, you know, the idolatry of reasoning, trying to figure this out. Jesus said, listen, I'll reveal to you by my Spirit, and he will lead and guide you into all truth. I just believe God's with me. I believe God, Christ came. It is finished to me means it's done. It's finished. Everything that Christ wanted us to have, he gave to us. We grow in revelation, meaning we have an experience. I mean, I have a family. I have a wife I've been married to for 43 years. Every morning to me, she is something new. We have a new experience living in the same house, waking up in the same bed, drinking out of the same cup. You know, she has her cup, I have mine, but we'll share. It's a different experience. It's new. It's not an old thing, because we are united in love, and Christ is the center of that love. So it never gets old. It's never gotten old. And I think about that all the time, and we talk about it. Just what a great, how great it is. Do other people, is this everybody, or is it just, and I believe it's for everybody. I'm not saying everybody walks in it, but there you go. So did I just go, am I further along my journey than someone else? So then am I preferred? I mean, did God shoot me out ahead? Or is it time? Is time dictating? Because I was born earlier than some, or later than some? Or what about the person that's older than I am and been believing longer? It just gets so convoluted. That's why Jesus said, don't take any thought for tomorrow, but say of the Lord, this is the day God has made. So that's what I do. I say, this is the day God has made. He's with me in his fullness, his greatness, his goodness. I say all the time prophetically, I speak prophetically by faith. Something really great is going to happen today because God is so great and he is so greatly with us. And that's how I stand. I'm not waiting for something to get better. I'm seeking to see it better, to walk more with a more understanding. As Paul said, I pray for you all the time. I quote this all the time, that you, for the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that you may know him better. It's know him better, not go through the process where I become better in him and he becomes more of God in me. It's where I begin to acknowledge his fullness. And you know what? My life has transformed, not even overnight, in a moment's time, when I looked and said, you know what, when I look at someone, instead of being upset because they did me wrong, spoke against me, called me whatever it was, or you know, people can say nice things, they can also say other things. That's the image of God. They're created. Now, they may not be talking like God. That's just because they don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, okay, if nothing else, it makes me feel better. But it does a lot more than that. It sets my mind to think from that perspective, and that empowers me in my thinking about who I am in Christ. And it's the same thing with Jesus today. Where is he? Well, I'm waiting on him. No, I'm waiting on him. I'm waiting in him. I'm walking in his presence. He's walking in me. And again, not only me in Christ, but who Christ in me is. As Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 1, I'm the vine, my Father is the husband, and you're the branches. And it goes on to talk about Christ being manifest through us. That's what's most important in the Word, is to walk in the presence of the Lord, in the present, in the here and in the now, and God be glorified in every wondrous way that he is revealed.
Man, it makes me think that the, you know, when the scripture talks about the angels look on us with jealousy because they know God because they can see him, we have to know him by faith. So the sense of us in a lot of ways pinning our relationship with God on his return.
On a future event.
On a future event in which we're no longer seeing him by faith, but by our eyes. If that was the value, then the angels wouldn't be so jealous of it. We get in the longer we don't see him with our eyes, the greater experience we get to have that the angels don't get.
By faith. And the Word says they desire to look into those things which we can see. Well, what can we see that they can't? Things by faith. We get to see everything in heaven, if you will, is visible. God is invisible, but they're seeing the invisible is visible, and it doesn't require faith to see that. And I don't pretend to understand all those dynamics because no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered in the heart or the mind of man what God has prepared. But the revealing, what does revealing mean? It means what is within is being revealed within. And we come into the knowledge, the Word says, the understanding, the wisdom, the maturity, the stature. That all happens internally. I learned to hear God way more clearly in a way, a far deeper well. I get to draw water from listening to him speak from the inside, meaning I hear the Spirit of God speak to me. That's why he said, no man will be your teacher. I'll teach you from the inside. I think we talked about that. Listen, if we put our future into the times of hand, then the times of hand are in control. Into a future event, then the future is in control. But if we see it in the fullness of Christ in us today, then God's fullness is in control. God's power is working in us wonders every single day. So we have to see every day complete. This is the complete will of God. This is the day God has made. Didn't just show up. God made it. All the laws necessary to keep us in the orbit of gravity and in the solar system that God created and worlds beyond, as the word describes. This event is perfect because God created it for his purpose and for his pleasure. And what pleases him is when we believe who he is by faith, and then he's revealed in another aspect. Now, that's not a process. That's a right here, right now progress. I just made progress and insight. It's not that it wasn't there. I just opened my eyes. God opened my eyes by his spirit, and I opened my eyes and I saw. Just like the prophet said, open the servant's eyes so he knows there are more with us than there are with those that are against us. God opens his eyes and he was encouraged. He didn't have to wait to see what was going to happen. He looked and was able to see and say, you're right. He's here. Yeah. He's with us. He's now. And that keeps you encouraged. It doesn't allow you the disadvantage of doubting the fullness of God in you right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't delay. You know, I say time is one of the greatest enemies around, because time says not today. Tomorrow I'm going to be better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not where I need to be today, but tomorrow. So how can tomorrow bring you anything? Christ is the only one. And did he bring us a peace, or did he bring us the fullness? I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. That's what he's given us, the fullness of who he is. This is a day. Jesus showed up today, and he showed up in his fullness. He showed up in faith and wisdom and love and salvation and righteousness and truth. And that's how we are supposed to live. And whatever those events that God brings into the earth, and how he unites heaven and earth, that's our call. God made heaven and God created earth, two different dimensions, and he dwells within them both. We have access into heaven through Jesus Christ, and God has access into his earth through his creation, mankind, because of the faith he's given us. He created it that way. He called it out that way. He wanted it that way, and that's the way it is. So again, where is Christ? He's here. Which way do you lean? You know, who are you? Well, I lean straight up. You know, I stand in the faith of God and I say, I am an Emmanuelist. God is with me here and now.
Wow, that is so great. I just love that. When you first said that, when I first heard you say that, it was in a service, and I was just like, I felt like I got like goosebumps or something like that, because it so resonated with my spirit. And, you know, and I was, when growing up, I was always super fascinated about end time stuff, and I was really into that. And I've traveled all over the map, I think, in my brain of where I land on it, you know, on different things. But I think beyond, so I think there's a natural curiosity that people have that is fine. I mean, it's not like God didn't plant the seed. But I think also a lot of it stems from is an incomplete perspective of, like what you're saying, of God in the now and the tribulations we go through and what we misunderstand about the purpose of the trials. And, you know, James says, consider it all joy.
Right.
So if you think about it, if the great tribulation's coming, and that would be the greatest joy we could ever have if we're supposed to consider that all joy. But it's acknowledging that there's something in the world that we're fighting against. There's an enemy that Jesus has to come and defeat
again,
a second time, I guess. He's not completely
sovereign.
The world can't be what it's supposed to be until he's physically here. And I think so a lot of it is a misunderstanding, because we need some sense of comfort.
Exactly.
And I think even this thought just struck me as you were talking, the idea of even Jesus, when they're saying he'll be back soon. And like you said, he sent his spirit immediately.
He did.
So he's with us anyways, regardless physical or not. But I think also if you're going out somewhere and you tell your kids, you know, I'll be back soon, that's not necessarily, you know, maybe sometimes you say, so don't get into trouble, I'll be back soon. But usually it's more of the comfort. It's you say, I'll be back soon, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me not being here.
And that's been the opposite.
Yeah, everyone's worried about it,
and all the debates about what and when and what happened and is and isn't and was and wasn't. God will do what he said, and he is who he is, said he is. We can walk in that fullness. That's why he said it is expedient, it's essential that I leave you the way you see me now, so I can send you the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit. He will show you all things.
Yeah.
He will lead you into all truth. I simply believe the words of Christ, and I believe he did what he said and said what he did. And he abides in us by his Spirit, by his word, and he is as present with us now as he will ever be. Different dimensions of his presentation, of his appearance. I know the scriptures. I get it. We'll be like him. We see him, we'll be like him, for we'll see him as he is. What part of that revelation is God bringing about to us now? I mean, I've watched a revelatory experience in my life, and when God reveals something to me, I don't feel like, wow, he just brought this and gave it to me. The way I see it, the way it happens in me, it's kind of like the root of a tree, an orange tree, or the root of a grapevine. I mean, isn't the grape actually the DNA of the grape in the vine?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it in the root? When the root is planted in the soil, if the grape is going to appear, doesn't it have to be in the Genesis, in the beginning, just like God? I mean, did we just come out of nowhere, or did we come from God? And the word says, Jesus says, I'm the vine, which means the grape is in the vine. You may not see it come out of the vine. And he said, I am the vine. And he said, you're the branches. And guess where the grape, the fruit, is coming from? It's coming from the branch. And that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be the representation and the presentation of Jesus. I'm not saying we're Jesus. Only Jesus is Jesus. Only God is God. But he said, I want you to represent me. I want you to bear witness of me. I want you to be the fruit of who I am. I want you to be. He said, I'm the light of the world. Now you, I've made you the light, not a light. I've made you the light through Christ. It's all by God's will. It's all through Jesus Christ. It's not of works. Least any man should boast. It's a gift of God. And Christ is with us in the fullness of his love, his grace, his glory. Whether my eye sees him or not, I mean, no eye is seen. I can't see God in the way I want to, because then I even, when people were staring at the Son of the living God in the fullness of the Father, they still didn't know him.
That's
so are you telling me
point.
That makes the difference? But those that believed, you are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. And they're looking at a man, but the Spirit of God, just like Jesus said about Peter, He said, no man revealed this to you. You didn't figure this out. My Father who is in heaven has told you who I am. Okay? Peter still denied Jesus after that.
Yeah.
So it's not what we see. It's what is revealed through us. And Christ has to be revealed through us in his fullness. That's what I'm believing towards when we stop doubting and start believing Christ with me and within me is the hope of glory.
Oh my gosh, that is powerful. That is such a life-changing revelation. And I just want to encourage you, wherever you stand on the spectrum, whether you've ever thought about it, whether you're obsessed about it, regardless of what it is, it's not that it's bad that you have a thought about it, but the point is, I ultimately, it's like, where are you in the today? Where is your walk with him? What do you believe about him in the now and what he can do through you now that doesn't need to wait? He doesn't need to show up to transform your life. He doesn't need to show up physically for his power, his Spirit to manifest itself and turn you, turn me, turn all of us into everything he's created us to be.
Exactly. We're doing the will of the Father. We believe in him. We get to walk in the fullness of the day. I don't have to think, well, you know, it's not as good as it's going to get. I mean, and every day it feels like it's better than it's ever been before. But we've had it all along. And it's just seeing and be and that revelation, and it's coming. The word says it's time to come into the fullness of age, maturity. You know, we've got to leave these, you know, back in the day, you hear the word and you keep trying to make it right, make it better. Walk in the fullness of who he is. Okay, the clouds split, the trumpet sounds, I'm off. Up and away, you know, I'm there. I was doing the will of the Father. Oh, it's 1,000 years from now. Its presentation is different to those that say, well, you know, he's already come. Okay, well, regardless of heaven and earth will unite as God has said. And all I know is I want to be busy about my Father's business when God does all the incredible things that he's going to do and reveal. And it is not him being more God than he's ever been in any way. He's God in totality. It's us seeing him in the fullness of his will, his purpose, his promise, and his power. And that's done through the Holy Spirit. God be praised for the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you guys for watching. What an amazing time. Tune back in again next week for the real date of his return.
And remember, this is the greatest season
of your lives.
God bless. Till next time.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.